In the coastal city of Gamesby, perched between the arcane currents of the Weave and towering spires, three young women made their way throughout the city. Each a prodigy in their own right, the three were the newest division within the Masterful Gains Guild, the Twilight Cipher. Pulled from the streets before authorities could catch them, they each brought their own unique skills to the underground organization. Lyra, a halfling, moved with the dancer's grace through the crowded streets, her nimble fingers adorned with tinkering tools, spoke of her proficiency with both sleight of hand and ingenuity. Striking cerulean eyes gleamed mischievously from beneath her hood, a beacon of curiosity in her youthful face. A bandolier of enchanted gadgets adorned her waist, ready to spring into action. Rin, a kender, moved through the city like a whirlwind of energy. Her fiery red hair and vibrant hazel eyes hinted at the constant curiosity that defined her. Dressed in a mix of practical leathers and vibrant samurai-inspired attire, Rin carried herself with a unique blend of mischief and honor. With twin daggers at her side and a small katana on her back, she held a private conversation with the spirits around her. Tamsin, a gnome, walked amidst the towering structures with a focused demeanor. Her copper hair framed a pair of intense violet eyes that mirrored her unwavering dedication to the arcane and technomantic arts. A pair of clockwork goggles rested atop her forehead, and her robes hummed softly with latent magical energy. Around her, tiny clockwork drones hovered and zipped about. The sun dipped below the horizon as the trio converged on their way to their hidden workshop, tucked away in a forgotten corner at the center of Gamesby. Tools clinked, and the sounds of the city filled the air as they discussed the cryptic whispers in the arcane currents, rumors of a group known as the Umbra Vale, seeking an arcane code that held the power to reshape reality.
Lyra, did you pick up anything unusual in the marketplace today?
Rin's eyes sparkled with inquisitiveness.
Aye. A few hushed conversations. Something about a veil and an arcane code. Sounds like a fancy play. What do you think, Tamsin?
Lyra turned to the gnome, her fingers deftly tinkering with a small clockwork device. Tamsin's eyes glowed with a mixture of curiosity and concern.
There's a palpable disturbance in the arcane currents. The veil might be up to something big. I'll put some feelers out.
Several of the small drones buzzing around her began to disperse into the streets.
From what the spirits have been telling me, something big is happening, Rin continued. They're saying that the matron has concerns, which is never a good sign.
They made their way into the heart of Gamesby, where the arcane currents hummed with a harmonious blend of magic and technology. Twilight Cipher gathered in a clandestine workshop, nestled within the labyrinthine alleyways. Their hideout, concealed by an illusory veil, was a sanctuary of secrets. The exterior of their workshop seemed mundane to passersby, a seemingly innocuous stack of crates near a cobblestone street corner. However, with a whispered incantation and a precisely timed tap on the cobblestone, the illusory veil dissipated, revealing the entrance to their hidden lair. Within the workshop, the air was thick with a scent of alchemical ingredients and a faint hum of miniature clockwork devices. Dim, ambient lighting emanated from magical sconces, casting a warm glow on tables cluttered with enchanted tools, scrolls, and arcane diagrams. At the heart of the workshop, a circular table adorned with arcane glyphs served as the focal point for planning. A detailed and evolving holographic map of Gamsby glows just above the surface, marked with the location of the arcane data repository, hotspots, and rumored Umbravale activities. Over the next several hours, more information trickled in. The three young women split off to their respective areas. Lyra tinkered in the corner, surrounded by gadgets and clockwork mechanisms. Rin spent her time sharpening and inspecting her blades while holding conversations with the spirits. While Tamsin sat at her console, dissecting and categorizing the incoming data from her drones. Eventually, all of the drones returned, and the group reviewed their leads and split off to prepare for the first phase of the plan, information gathering.
"This map is a masterpiece, Tamsin. You've outdone yourself," Rin grinned, tapping her finger on the marked potential entry points. "But I'm thinking we need a little diversion to keep the guards on their toes."
Lyra, surrounded by gears and gadgets, worked on a small clockwork device, a distraction for the guards during recon. Her nimble fingers danced across the intricate mechanisms, imbuing the device with subtle illusions to deceive the repository's defenses.
"Leave it to me." Lyra's eyes gleamed mischievously. "I've got just the thing. A clockwork jester that'll lead them on a merry chase while we slip in unnoticed."
Nearby, Rin inspected her twin daggers and katana. Blades, meticulously sharpened, gleamed in the enchanting light. The Kender pondered the best tactics for infiltration, taking in the whispers and suggestions of the dead. A smirk crept across her face. Tamsin stood at her arcane station, surrounded by a cluster of weave-infused crystals and a glowing technomantic console. Her clockwork drones hovered around her, their tiny metallic wings buzzing with arcane energy. Tamsin interfaced with the drones, syncing them to the city's magical network to gather information in real time.
"Focus, you two. The Umbravale isn't something to underestimate. They've got their fingers in every shadow. We need to be smart about this."
Tamsin's expression was a mix of determination and concern as she adjusted the settings on her console.
"If the rumors are true, something big is happening. We don't know all the players yet. We need more information before we bring this to Therios.